For these reasons, the court, one, unanimously finds that it has jurisdiction to give the advisory opinion requested. Two, by 12 votes to two, decides to comply with the request for an advisory opinion. In favor, President Yusuf, Vice President Shue, Judges Abraham, Benuna, Cansado Trinidade, Gaia, Sebutinde, Pandari, Robinson, Gevorgian, Salam, Iwasawa. Against, Judges Tomka, Donahue. Three, by 13 votes to one, is of the opinion that, having regard to international law, the process of decolonization of Mauritius was not lawfully completed when that country acceded to independence in 1968 following the separation of the Chagos Archipelago. In favor, President Yusuf, Vice President Shue, Judges Tomka, Abraham, Benuna, Cansado Trinidad, Gaia, Sebutinde, Pandari, Robinson, Gevorgian, Salam, Iwasawa. Against Judge Donahue. Four, by 13 votes to one, is of the opinion that the United Kingdom is under an obligation to bring to an end its administration of the Chagos Archipelago as rapidly as possible. In favor, President Yusuf, Vice President Shue, Judges Tomka, Abraham, Benuna, Cansado, Trinidad, Gaia, Sebutinde, Bandari, Robinson, Gevorgian, Salam, Iwasawa, against Judge Donahue. Five, by 13 votes to one, is of the opinion that all member states are under an obligation to cooperate with the United Nations in order to complete the decolonization of Mauritius. In favor, President Yusuf, Vice President Shue, Judges Tomka, Abraham, Benuna, Cansado Trinidad, Gaia, Sebutinde, Bandari, Robinson, Gevorgian, Salam, Iwasawa, against Judge Donahue. I shall now call upon the registrar, the deputy registrar, to read the operative part of the opinion in French. You have the floor.